Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The defense presented its case today in the trial of Michelle Carter. She's the woman charged with involuntary manslaughter related to the 2014 suicide of Conrad Roy. Prosecutors allege that Carter pushed Roy to take his own life via an onslaught of text messages and social media. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri was in the courtroom, and he joins us now. Hi there, David.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, I understand that the defense, in making its case on behalf of Michelle Carter, called one Dr. Peter Bregan to the stand. Who is he and what's the significance of that?
Yeah, it's very interesting to see Dr. Bregan, a grandfatherly type. He's not the kind of person that strikes you as being a paid witness and consultant. He is talking animatedly about his search. He seems serious. He's going through all the records, and he's somewhat grandfatherly, which inoculates him somewhat. But remember what the prosecution has done in this case. They pose the question, you know, what kind of a person would do these things, namely the text messages that that have been shown to have been sent by Michelle Carter. What
right.
kind of a person? So what he tried to do today was to talk about that person, who she was and who she became. And that's what got really interesting, because there's two sides. There's what he called before the transformation, BT.
Uh-huh.
So let me go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Let's play that. Play that, baby. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
It shows her to be a very vulnerable person. It shows her to be a person struggling with suicide of her own after she's begun on Prozac.
Prozac. Now, what Dr. Bregan has written about in the past is the effects of psychotherapeutic drugs on humans, and antidepressants in particular. Prozac being one of them, Celebrex being a second one, and how they affect people, and especially teenagers. So he presents this picture of her as being, as she was in her senior year, being voted most likely person to brighten your day.
Huh.
He portrays her as someone who's trying to help her friend who's dealing with suicide. She has her own problems, but she's trying to help him with his suicide. And she's working on trying to help him, and that's all the positive person. But then there is the other side, and this other side is showing the symptoms of what he calls inebriation, the inebriation being the reactions to those antidepressants, which often have pronounced effects, he testified, when they are changed, soon after they're changed, and when the dosages vary as well. So listen to what he had to say.
She is having nightmares about the devil, in which the devil actually tells her to kill herself. She is still so afraid of the devil that months later, she tells a friend that she still sleeps with her little doggy because he will scare the devil away.
So this is Michelle Carter after the transformation, but only after the transformation. And it shows she's gone, what he said, she has gone grandiose on us, referring to how she responded, he says, to those drugs. But this was the pre-transformation Carter he described earlier,
yeah.
A completely different personality. Listen to this.
She's constantly cheering him up as best she can. She feels deeply responsible for him, which is a characteristic of her in regard to other people. Part of it is her strength, but part of it is her vulnerability, that she just needs to be engaged with people and to help them.
David, let me just jump in here. Is what I'm hearing that the defense in part is arguing that Michelle Carter was trying to help Conrad Roy?
Yes, that she is, and this is consistent with her personality, according to Dr. Bregan, someone is described as helping people, wanting to help people. Meanwhile, she has her own troubles. She's launched into trying to rescue him. the defense would argue, when he is dragging her down and he comes across in the portrayal here as being cold and unhelping to her. She's trying to reach him. She has the reaction. This is the chain of reaction here, that she has the reaction to the antidepressants. And listen to this. In July 2014, suddenly the transformation, and you want to go dark, listen to this.
She has an involuntary intoxication where she is not forming a criminal intent, I'm going to harm him. She's not doing something she thinks is criminal, this is bad. She's found the way to use her unique power to help and to love.
And again, David, so this is the defense.
Love. Sending him to his suicide to show how much she loves him, because this is the way, in her distorted thinking, obviously, brought on by the antidepressants, they would say.
So quite a defense here. How did prosecutors react to the testimony given by Dr. Breggin?
Prosecution has been apoplectic, but the hard-charging, one-directional prosecutor, Katie Rayburn, has her hands full of the grandfatherly medical expert who continues on the point. He's unflappable, and she is growing more and more frustrated in her cross-examination of him.
Well, that's WBUR's David Boeri speaking to us about the latest in the trial of Michelle Carter. David, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.